Welcome to Aloha Aina. In 1848, Kauikeoli's government set out to organize, in paper form, all 4 million of Hawaii's acres. The king continued to see imperial aggression as a threat, and he was determined to privatize land to protect it from foreign governments and safeguard it for the people. The undertaking that accomplished this was the Mahele, and it created, says geographer Dr. Kamana Beamer, a hybrid system of private property unlike any other.
It's very clear to me that what they were trying to do was codify aspects of that ancestral knowledge base, as well as lifestyle on the land in perpetuity, in a new system. The Mahele helped to codify the fact that these lands were owned and had collective sets of rights amongst the three classes, which were the Ali'i, the Mo'i, as well as the Makainana, or the Hawaiian people.
As a result of the Mahele, land was divided up into three broad categories: Konohiki lands, crown lands, and government lands. After the Mahele, lands were put up for sale, and the trend with purchases in the kingdom, says geographer Donovan Preza, was that a few foreigners bought lots in Honolulu and large quantities of acres, while many Hawaiians bought small farm lots of 1 to 50 acres.
You have thousands of very small purchases, a handful of very large purchases. It wasn't that foreigners designed the system and bought all the prime lands. That trend came after the overthrow.
The Aloha Aina series is dedicated to exploring Hawaiian kinship with the natural world. It is sponsored by the Kohala Center, creating Aina-based programs for community well-being since the year 2000. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Julia Steele.